Magic City, beautiful Bristol City.
Bristol City.
The Magic City for us.
And if you've just tuned in, this is Green and Black Radio. Welcome. Here we will be questioning diversity in the green sector. That's what we're fighting to do, and that's what you'll be hearing all throughout the show.
I took it for granted growing up, I think. I'm so used to being around animals and trees and greenland that you do take it for granted. It's nice to take a break from the city. I grew up in a place that is surrounded by nature, so Nairobi, which is one of the few cities, I think it might be the only city in the world with a national park in the middle of it, so I miss that kind of closeness to nature.
Ade Oleo, he is a panel member of Bristol Energy Network and also a doctorate researcher at UE in Humanities Studies.
We had Bristol European Green Capital. That was quite helpful because then I became more exposed to green issues, and also I became more aware that there were people in Bristol who had ideas, and there were people in Bristol who felt there was environmental inequality. There were people from the African and African Caribbean community in Bristol who felt fairly passionate about this.
Yeah, absolutely. And what Maya Rose often talks about is she calls it nature by stealth. So it's organising something, for example, a half a day workshop on filmmaking.
Yeah.
But you meet in Eastville Park and then you use nature as your forum, but then you're getting people interested in nature through the back door. And I think that across sectors, we have to learn.
We have in studio Akuja D. Garang. So Akuja has made significant contribution to the development of South Sudan, which is the world's newest country and the country of her birth. And she's recently, like we said, been given the MBE.
There's also, and I would say this is more probably the core issue, that it was more of a difference about resources. There was a philosophical kind of, you know, differences, but also difference in terms of, like, basically people were fighting over the resources.
Hello, my name's Mohammed Sadiq. I'm the chair of Bristol Green Capital Partnership, the managing director of Geneco. You're listening to Green and Black Radio with Zakia and Jazz.